So let's get this straight, Lee. This is just the laundry list of things that desperately needs to be done. The debt ceiling needs to be raised in Congress.
Great.
I'm not in support of that.
No.
But, I mean, if they don't, they just they'll run out of money. Spending appropriations bills need to be resolved. Yeah. Immigration laws have not been fixed.
Right, right.
The border is in crisis. No one cares. And, you know, USMCA, which is the fix for the disaster that is NAFTA.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the small towns that have just been leveled by NAFTA. They look like Beirut after the bombing. You know, I mean, people desperate for years to have the NAFTA loopholes closed. Trump has negotiated a deal. It's ready to go. Mexico, Canada are on board. They want to do it.
Yep.
It would close the NAFTA loopholes that China's been using to cheat and ship goods through Canada and through Mexico. Everybody's on board. Pelosi can't be bothered to take it up. That would, I mean, that's one of those things that would make a huge difference in people's lives and the lives, especially of small and rural communities that now could compete for manufacturing again, because there's no reason to be in Mexico or Canada if there's no NAFTA loophole. You might as well be here, because all you got to do is pay to ship over the border. And they do that. They manufacture there so they could put the Chinese parts in and ship them. Well, USMCA takes care of that. It closes the NAFTA loopholes. I mean, we could do great things right now for Americans. We could create a ton of jobs, stop the job bleed out of America. But Nancy Pelosi cannot be bothered with any of that.
No, we've got to take a vote on a presidential tweet.
Yes. Now, that is important. And you look at the sheer selfishness of this. We have two, I mean, what are we told all the time? We can't make our allies mad, right? Well, I mean, we got Canada and Mexico on board.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do this. And no, she can't be bothered. But she's got a tweet, man. She's got this tweet she's got to take care of.
Yep. Got to keep the squad happy.
Yeah, as long as the squad's happy. That's what's important. You know, does anybody else catch the irony of this? Do you realize what's just happened? We have just established nationally the rule that you cannot criticize the squad or you're a racist.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Last week, Nancy Pelosi did the same thing. She criticized the squad and was called a racist by many on the left, by the way,
now,
who support the squad.
You, as a U.S. congressperson, can call the president, if you'll excuse me for using the abbreviation, an MF-er. You can call him that as a sitting congressperson and have a video go viral about that, and there's no problem with that.
No. Well, if you're a you know, a Democrat, especially.
Exactly.
They'll let Republicans do it, too, probably. Yeah, so Nancy Pelosi, so if you think about this, the new rule is, you know, if you disagree with the Green New Deal, you disagree with the economic philosophies, whatever, you cannot argue with the four of them, or you are a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you're Nancy Pelosi or Donald Trump.
Well, anytime a Republican disagrees with a person of color, it is always racism.
Right.
There's no consideration for the fact that, oh, it could be maybe some policy issue.
Differences,
could be some ideological differences, that it could have nothing to do with someone's race. It may have simply to do with their difference of opinion on a political issue. But, of course, anytime that happens to someone on the left, a person of color, then it, of course, it absolutely positively has to be racism, because all of us white conservative Republicans have got to be white nationalists.
Right. Absolutely. And if you look at Trump's tweets, he was criticizing their words. He was very specific about why he was criticizing them. It wasn't a blanket, oh, you should just go home because you're brown kind of thing. So we have now established, and you're going to begin to see the media operate according to these terms, you cannot criticize the squad.
No.
For anything.
No.
Even if it has nothing to do with race. You cannot. That is racist. They have absolute privilege. You cannot lie to you cannot discuss anything they say negatively. That's a powerful thing to have on your side. Even if you're Nancy Pelosi, you can't. You're not allowed.
I think that Democrats have ruined the charge of racism.
You would think.
There is racism in this country. There's no question about that. And racism goes in every direction. There are racists of every race. However, the charge of racism these days, I don't think holds any water anymore politically as some type of charge, because it has been overused and abused.
Do you believe that, though? I'm wondering. I don't think the Democrats would keep using it if it didn't work. How many? I mean, Rush asked this a while ago. I'll never forget it. He said, you know, this was months ago. He said, you know, do the American people ever get to the point where they notice that every Republican presidential nominee is a racist? I mean, does racism not, the racist charge not get just so old it rolls off people?
I think it has become so diluted that it is not really a political detriment anymore. Not a serious detriment.
Well, let's look at the polling. A poll just came out. Trump went up 5 points. Since this happened with Republicans, he's lost 2 points with Democrats, but that's within the margin of error, so we don't really know. And 3 points with independents, but that too is within the margin of error in the polls, so we don't really know. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe people are like, yeah, racist, macious.
Well,
it was racist last week and the week before,
too. I think those
too.
That are hypersensitive to the racial component in this country, that it may still make some difference to. But I think for many in this country who are in the middle, who are Republicans, who are moderate Republicans or conservative Republicans or just moderate independents or even centrist independents have got to say, come on, really? Because if you look at this intellectually, which, of course, well,
never mind.
Looking at politics intellectually, there's my problem. But you look at what Trump's statement was in his tweet there about these, and he did not name them by name. The squad. But there's nothing racist about what he said. It is policy. That is all he is talking about is policy and their behavior. The content of their character is all he is calling into question because of the statements they are making about this country and degrading and deriding this country and anyone who is not in complete lockstep with them politically. That's what he is calling out here. It is not anything to do with their race. And so they're stretching this whole concept of what he actually said was to go back to your country, which honestly only one out of the four that he's talking about does that really apply to, because only one of them is actually an immigrant into this country. But however, these folks do have obviously some ties to other places further down their genealogical history. But it's just there's nothing racial about what he said. Absolutely nothing racial about it. But
I know.
But they try to play that card again, and it's just been overused and overplayed.
Trump basically, I just saw this. I just checked Trump's Twitter account. Yeah, he just basically tweeted what I said a minute ago. The Democrats in Congress are getting nothing done, not on drug pricing, not on immigration, not on infrastructure, not on nothing. Should be anything. So much double negative. So much opportunity.
The grammar police are working on you.
Yeah, I just saw blood come out of Chris's ears. He can't handle it. So much opportunity, yet all they want to do is go fishing. The American people are tired of the never-ending witch hunt. They want results now. Yeah, they're doing nothing. Text writes, thank you, Lee. You're so right. Isn't it racist that Dems say they don't want an old white guy as president? It's racist calling us racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, my head hurts.
But that's where we are. That's mm-hmm. where we are. You know, and quite honestly, as a conservative, I'm happy nothing's getting done in Congress.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier.
I'm glad. There could be no further laws ever passed in this country for the next 1,000 years. And if we simply enacted and executed the ones that we have, well, I would like to see us do away with a lot of them, but you know, quite honestly, when it comes to taxation, regulation, and many other things along those lines, and some of these federal government agencies I would like to see done away with. But seriously, we could never pass another piece of legislation, have another law. We'd be just fine. We'd be just fine. In fact, quite honestly, if we simply enforced the United States law on the border now, we would not have this situation that you're going through, period. But we're not enforcing the law.
No. Texter writes, Lee, he did not say go back to your country. He said go back to where you came from, which
right.
could be their district.
Right. Well, okay. But the thing is, he said go back, fix what's wrong there, then come back and tell us how you did it.
Since y'all are experts in everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Matt in Greenville is on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, Matt.
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to recommend a column I read a couple months ago by a guy named Victor Hansen called Trump Caused All That. And he basically gives you a little history lesson on how the Democrats talked about George Bush, how the Democrats talked about John McCain, how the Democrats talked about Mitt Romney. And, you know, I'll paraphrase the one on George Bush. You know, he obviously went down and drowned little black children because he's a racist. And so, but, you know, his point in all this is nothing's really changed except Trump just pushes back. And it infuriates them that he has the audacity to punch back. And so I'd recommend everybody read that article because, it, you know, the world didn't start on the day Donald Trump got elected. And they got a long history of talking like this, and the only difference is he calls them out on it. I got a sister who's a classic liberal, and for years I've looked at her and said, you know, if Cuba is so wonderful, why do you live here? You know, it's great there. Why do you live here? And, you know, you never get an answer for that. But I wanted to recommend that article because it really, it reminds you of all the awful things. I mean, Mitt Romney, the guy was feckless, but he wasn't a bad guy. He just would have been an awful president. But, he found out some employee's wife had cancer, so he canceled everybody's health insurance. I mean, it's stuff like that. And I'm to a point where what's really dangerous is I'm just not listening to him anymore. I just, you know, if you think I'm a bigot because I don't want the southern border flooded, okay, call me whatever you want. All right, so that's my rant for the morning, Tara.
Well, good. Do you feel better now that you got that off your chest, Matt?
I really do. Go read that article. If you haven't read that article, go read that article. It's that column. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how you put it a little bit in perspective, and it's like, oh, this is nothing new for these people. They just got somebody who pushes back.
Absolutely. No, well, thank you for your call, Matt. That's what I said when everyone else was freaking out, the pearl clutchers on our side. They called him a racist. Yeah, and that's different from last week how, or the week before that, or the one before that. Nobody cares. No, I mean, Nancy Pelosi was a racist last week for criticizing the death squad. By the way, somebody called him a death squad. I think that's fitting. By the way, have you seen the new video? Okay, so there's four of them, right? Three members of the squad have now refused to condemn that Antifa attack. It was a terror attack on our soil. I mean, that was an attack on a federal government facility by a guy who opened fire on the police with intent to kill them. They killed him instead, thank God. When he couldn't kill anybody inside the ICE facility, which was his original aim, and he very specifically said in his manifesto, this 69-year-old left-wing loon terrorist, that he was attacking the ICE facility in Washington because it was a concentration camp. Who has said that? Well, AOC said it first, but it was reiterated by every member of the squad. Yes, it's a concentration camp. This guy took his gun, tried to kill responding officers, intended to kill people who worked for ICE because of that rhetoric. I mean, let's take it back to Charlottesville. They blame Trump. Why? Because you could tell he's a racist by looking at him. He must have inspired white supremacy. Woman got run over in Charlottesville, tragically. Well, it turned out all the people leading the white supremacist rally there in Charlottesville were former leftists. Some of them had been leftists less than a year ago. Many of them were Occupy Wall Street. How's that Trump's fault? No one ever explained. They never have to. But somehow his rhetoric caused Charlottesville. You remember this? All right, well, we have a direct tie between AOC and her rhetoric and this guy. And yet, this is what's so incredible. Not a single person in Democrat leadership, not a single person running for president on the Democrat ticket right now has condemned them. Sad to say, nobody in Republican leadership has either. So we're at the point right now. This is just bizarre, okay? We're at the point right now. So we have Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, and AOC both refusing to condemn the attempted murder of law enforcement due directly to their rhetoric. They're fine with it. And we're at the point where members of the Border Patrol and ICE are begging anybody to condemn this rhetoric because they're saying people are going to get killed. And they are, and nobody will do it. Here's Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan on how this rhetoric is causing attacks on ICE.
Mark, how dangerous is the new resistance to the basic sense of border enforcement, integrity of our law enforcement?
It's absolutely dangerous. And why is this happening? We know why it's happening, is that the rhetoric that's out there from our own elected leaders are actually the vile rhetoric. They're attacking the men and women of ICE. They're attacking the men and women of CBP. It's unjust. It's unfair. It's misinformed. And outright, sometimes they're just lying to the American people, and it's undoubtedly fueling this.
Well, it's obviously fueling this. And it just got worse, folks. What does ISIS say every time they do an attack on our soil or have a successful attack that kill Americans? What do they say? What did they say after the ISIS guy successfully killed 8 people with the truck in New York? What did they do? What did they call it? A martyr. A martyr. Antifa just praised the guy who died in the left-wing terror attack on the Washington ICE facility as their first martyr and called for more. Folks, you can't get more classic terrorist speech than that. This is obviously a domestic terror organization bent on bringing down the federal government and replacing it with God knows what. I mean, you know, in these countries that are torn by civil war, these countries, yeah, members of the parliament or the Congress or what, you know, whatever they have their own armed guerrilla groups that fight each other. We're there, folks. We are absolutely there. And no one, not even GOP leadership. Yesterday, I was watching the Republican leadership's press conference. They could have condemned this. They could have condemned the members of the death squad for their support of the left-wing terrorist, and yet they didn't even bring it up. They were afraid to. I'll tell you why, and then I'm going to play some more pleas from the Border Patrol. Please, they are going to kill us. Condemn them. Stop them. They are a domestic terror group. This, I can't believe this is going on in America. I can't. I'm lost here on this. Are you seeing this? You know Chris Pratt, the actor? Okay, let me explain to you this morning, first of all, why he's got a big target on his back right now. He's openly Christian. So that's a problem. It's very interesting. He just married one of the Schwarzenegger daughters. You're thinking, what? But she's a hardcore Christian, too. Anyway, and they just got married, and so it just sort of revived all this interest in Chris Pratt, who is, you know, an A-list actor anyway. And that he married her, and that she, kind of in contrast to her family, has found God, goes to church now, and is very open about her Christianity. Okay, so that's going to put a target on your back right there. Listen to this. Chris Pratt has been criticized for wearing a white supremacist T-shirt. Wow, they're going after people. This is up on Fox right now. You know what the shirt is? What it says? What it looks like? It's an American flag with the Don't Tread on Me snake emblem. You know the one on, like, I don't know, 25% cars around here in the upstate? Yes, it's not the yellow one. It's just he's actually wearing it on top of the red, white, and blue flag. Actor Chris Pratt took heat online from far-left critics outrageously claiming a pro-American T-shirt he was photographed in is associated with white supremacists. Wow. The T-shirt in question has an image of the coiled snake. You know the one. It's on that yellow flag. You see it all over the place on bumper stickers. At least in the upstate you do. The T-shirt in question has an image of a coiled snake overlapping an American flag with a text under it reading, "Don't tread on me." So apparently if you don't want to be tread on, I mean, if you're not like willing to be tread on by, I guess, Antifa or something, that is white supremacy right there. The shirt is basically a version of the Revolution era, not Civil War era, Revolution era. The Revolution was the one in 1776 where our founding fathers kicked the British in their rear end, told them this was our country, not theirs, and to leave. You know, that revolution. The shirt is basically a version of the Revolution era Gadsden flag, which was recently repopularized by small government conservatives of the Tea Party. Yeah, that was years ago. That's been popular for like 10 years now. Plainly put, there's no racial connection. Vulture writer Hunter Harris posted the photo of Pratt in the shirt on Monday. Yahoo picked up the story the next day, claimed the T-shirt featured a controversial symbol and showcasing online far-left critics. Are you kidding me? Is the Gadsden flag going to go down now, too? Folks, these are symbols of the revolution. This has nothing to do with slavery. One Twitter user complained Andy Dwyer, Pratt's Parks and Recreation character, would never wear a shirt emblazoned with a white supremacist dog whistle. Andy Dwyer is not real. Oh, God. Okay. He's a character. So I just want to warn you today. They do this, folks. They do this. They will pick. They pick the Betsy Ross flag, declare it white supremacist because they say so, with arguments that aren't even really that good. And then it becomes white supremacist. You cannot. So now they have moved on to the don't tread on me flag. Folks, you know what's coming. It's the American flag next. In February. This has been ongoing. Ellen Page, who's gay. She's either married to a woman or she's dating. I can't remember what. I think she's married to her. In February, actress Ellen Page complained about Pratt attending a Christian church. The Juno star said Hillsong Church, which Pratt proudly attends, is infamously anti-LGBTQ. Pratt responded to Page, writing in part via social media that nothing could be further from the truth. I go to a church that opens their doors to absolutely everyone. But the church teaches the Bible as it is written. You can see the problem there. Again, the symbol on Mr. Pratt's shirt has no ties to race. New Yorker magazine reporting on the history of the Gadsden flag in 2016 acknowledged it has no historical link to race. That doesn't even count anymore. All right, so folks, just so you know, they've moved on from the Betsy Ross flag. Now they're on the Gadsden flag. That is racist. Just so you know. Text writes, crazy how Tea Partiers were terrorists, but Antifa is an organization for change. Yes, the kind of change you get when the Antifa bullet goes through your head. Fortunately, the guy wasn't so good with the bullets, and he missed the officers he was trying to execute. Oh, that reminds me. I got to get back to this. I want you to hear members of the Border Patrol and ICE begging. Because they're under attack. They are under terror attack in our country. Terrorist attack. And so far, three members of the four-member death squad will not condemn this. So, just so you know, next time you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with tears running down her face because somebody had a drink from a faucet attached to a toilet. There's no toilet water coming out of the faucet. Remember, she's okay with the assassination or attempted assassination of law enforcement officers. She will not condemn that. But boy, if somebody has to drink out of a sink instead of getting an Evian water, preferably cold. Now that is an atrocity. Law enforcement officers fighting for their lives against Antifa, they just deserve it. And what else can you conclude? Anyway, this is Border Patrol Union Chief Brandon Judd. So listen, the media and the death squad are driving this.
We have an unprecedented number of law enforcement officers throughout the nation that are being attacked, ambushed, and it's simply because of all of this rhetoric that is against law enforcement and the empowerment that these people feel that they can go after them. Mm-hmm. If we don't get control of this, we're going to have less and less people that are going to be willing to join the ranks of law enforcement, and without law enforcement, we just don't have the rule of law, and we go back to the violence that we'll see in the streets. Right. We just can't have that.
Yeah, and
that's the goal. Just like ISIS, Antifa just praised the guy who got killed in the left-wing terror attack on the Washington ICE facility as a martyr. They're even using ISIS language, the language terror groups use. Border Patrol Union Chief Brandon Judd continues. He's talking about AOC and the death squad wanting to bring the government down. Call me up. Tell me this is not an attempt to bring the government down. This is an attack on a federal facility.
Antifa is a very bad organization. They are an organization that wants to bring down our government. And for Ocasio-Cortez to have the opportunity to condemn them and then not do it, that shows you everything that you need to know about her.
She's heartless. She's absolutely heartless. Where illegal immigrants have to drink from makes her cry. law enforcement officers opened fire on? Meh, probably deserved it. What else can you conclude, folks? Here's some more from Border Patrol Chief Brandon Judd on Ocasio-Cortez. And, I mean, you got to throw in Ayanna Pressley and Ilhan Omar now because all three of them have refused to condemn the terror attack and the attempted assassination of the law enforcement officers by the Antifa martyr.
Our job is to enforce the laws that Congress passed. She's a member of Congress. She passes these laws. If she passes laws, it's our job to enforce those laws. Yet she's acting out against that, which you have to say, what is the reasoning? And strictly speaking, it's because you have to believe that she also wants to bring down the government as we know it, and she wants to move it to the far left.
Folks, this guy's the Border Patrol chief. Chief of the Border Patrol Union. He's like, God, please, somebody condemn this. They're trying to kill us. Democrat Party won't do it. Neither will the Republican Party, by the way. The leadership wouldn't. Texter writes, not Death Squad, Tara. Call them the Political Suicide Squad. Like in Life of Brian by Monty Python. Texter writes, I think any flag could be interpreted as anti-government is going to be under fire. Maybe they're going in historical order, but the end goal will be the U.S. flag. Folks, we're going to reach a point at this rate, a decade from now, where you can fly the ISIS and Al-Qaeda flag, no problem. But any of the early American flags, including the Gadsden, no way. We're going there. Texter writes, the only flag they want us to fly is the white flag of surrender. By the way, if you're just tuning in, actor Chris Pratt, so you know, if you're a fan of his, he is now a white supremacist. So be careful. Don't you just might be not wanting to post anything about him or his. He's been declared a white supremacist, so he's done now. For what, you ask? Wait, I just woke up. You know the Gadsden flag you'll see on like half the cars, right? It's not half. It's maybe like a quarter. When I moved here, everybody's got a Gadsden flag on their car, which is awesome. I'll never forget the first day I pulled up here. And I was going to have a meeting with the management, but I was early. And so I pulled into like a bookstore parking lot off Woodruff Road. And I'm just like looking around. And the first thing that struck me, I was like, I had driven down Woodruff Road, right? So my head was spinning. I've never seen so many crosses around people's necks. And I've never seen so many Gadsden flags and NRA flags on cars. You drive down Woodruff, man, it's like every third car. One in four, if not. I mean, it's every. You cannot come here without seeing the Gadsden flag. I think these people would be full fetal if they had to drive down Woodruff Road. But that's our culture. Apparently, it's not theirs. So Chris Pratt, the actor, the Christian. So, you know, he's got a big target on his back already. He's a presumed homophobe just for being a Christian. And it is presumed he's a hater. He went out in a T-shirt that had the American flag with the coiled snake that goes on the Gadsden flag. So it's like a hybrid of the American flag and the Gadsden flag. But don't tread on me. Apparently, if you don't want to be tread on, you're a white supremacist. You should expect to be tread on, which makes sense. I mean, if we're going to have Antifa martyrs, they're going to tread on you. I mean, you just better expect to be hit upside the head, I guess. I guess that's where we are. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Doggone it, be quiet. Every time you make a prediction, it comes true. Being able to only fly my ISIS flag, etc., in 10 years, oh man, you are really good. Do not be surprised. Texter writes, who's Ilhan Omar's dad? What did he do in Somalia? Oh, he's a war criminal. He killed people. Oh, and he's here as an illegal immigrant, which would explain why she's so hepped up on illegals. Yeah, and she had to marry her brother to get here, which is also illegal in immigration fraud. So technically, all of them ought to be on the next boat out of here. I mean, they shouldn't need an invitation from Trump. They ought to be rounded up. But now she's serving in Congress, so. Texter writes, my son is active duty Navy with the Seabees. And on his camo uniform is a don't tread on me patch, which is military issue. Really? Seabees, I'm going to have to Google. I had no idea. I had no idea they had a uniform like that. I don't have to check that at the break. I believe you. Sometimes people pull my leg on the text line. Texter writes, according to the book, the only thing worth dying for, the Taliban flag is white. Well, that'll look nice flying next to the ISIS flag. That's black. You put that right up there at all the ICE detention centers that nobody works in anymore because they're afraid they'll be killed with Democrat approval. Texter writes, hey, Tara, like I say all the time, split the country and let these idiots own their destruction. Are you kidding me? They'd be crawling over the wall in 24 hours trying to get to our side. Text rate, so Tara, the skinhead guy that killed a young girl in Charlottesville gets 400 years in prison, yet they don't seem to be doing anything to domestic terrorist Antifa for their attacks on the reporter that resulted in a brain bleed. The skinhead guy that killed the young girl in Charlottesville, he deserved what he got. But you're right. No, if you kill the right people or you try to, it's okay. That is the message today from the political suicide squad. Texter writes, Tara, actor Chris Pratt is my hero. Hashtag true bravery, not a fake Hollywood hero, Kim in Greenville. What? Hold on, Kim. Hold on. It's only 8:56 on a Wednesday. We do not know if he will make it to Friday without apologizing for being a white supremacist. I mean, he was having a great acting career. That's over now. Once you declared a white supremacist, by the left, I mean, it's over for you. You can't ever scrub that off. Texter writes, where are all the anti-Second Amendment protests over this ICE killer with a gun? AOC should be censured. Dang, that's a great point. Before I warned you about that they are fine with leftists and illegal immigrants having guns. Remember when the Republicans wanted to go after all the illegal immigrants who've tried to purchase guns? There's like 8 million of them who've tried. They got a list. They had to give their name, address, and everything, and the Democrats wouldn't put it in the bill. Because they want illegals to have guns. They just don't want you to have guns. Texter writes, CBs are awesome. I am one. And yes, that's true. Navy's construction force. CMs rule. Well, thank you for your service. I appreciate it.